Hey, real quick, guys, I don't know if you know this, but each week I put together an exclusive newsletter for our subscribers that covers things like entrepreneurship, investing, wealth building, productivity, and personal development. Also, you get some pretty cool behind-the-scenes content that the rest of the world just will never get to see. So if you're interested in joining us, get over to beyondtheapex.com/newsletter to join the tens of thousands of other subscribers getting their weekly five to thrive. All right, let's get into the show. Welcome to Amplified Impact. This is the podcast where we talk about how to build better businesses, invest in real estate, and how to hyper-focus on the things that matter most so that we can maximize our return on life. I'm your host, Anthony Vecino, and I've written a few best-selling books, built a few seven- and eight-figure businesses, and currently manage a $70 million real estate portfolio. But the thing I'm most proud of is that I managed to turn my ADHD into a superpower. This podcast is all about the stories, lessons, and strategies I wish I had learned sooner in the pursuit of living a life beyond the apex. I'm psyched to have you here. Now let's go make some amplified impact. Hey, welcome back to the podcast. It is a pleasure to have you boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages joining us yet again as always. So I want to share with you guys and gals today something I was thinking about recently, which is that as you're like ascending through the different levels of business or investing or wealth generation, whatever game you're playing, you've probably heard that like what got you here won't get you there. Like the skills, the beliefs, traits that you have that that enabled you to get to this point now are not the traits, the beliefs, the skills that are going to enable you to get to where you're trying to go to necessarily, because if you already had the beliefs, traits, skills necessary to get to where you want to be, you would be there. So the fact that you're not there means that there's a gap that you still have to cross somehow. And so I was thinking about this in terms of, for me, I look back on my life and specifically over the last 10 years as I started playing the business game and started playing the wealth game a little bit differently, that two things in particular in my life were consistently the barrier, the gap between where I ultimately was and where I was trying to get to. And it's interesting that these two things keep recurring. And it occurs to me now that they always will, that this is a universal trait, that this is a thing that we all have to struggle with as we rise from one level to the next, trying to get from where we are to where we want to be. And so when I was thinking about this initially, I was thinking about it through the lens of money. Like the things that had to change for me when I was going from $80K in debt to my first $1 million, those two things had to change again as I started to recalibrate and say, okay, now that I'm here at one, how do I get to 10? Like, how do I cross that gap? And now that I'm there at that point and I'm trying now to look forward and say, okay, what's it look like to go from the 10 to 100? Like, how do I play that game? And these things kept propping up back up because it's end of the year now and I'm starting to do my goal setting for next year. And as I set these audacious, ambitious goals for myself, I'm like, oh man, I have a lot of limiting beliefs still around money and growth and business. Even though like I've done well in overcoming my limiting beliefs up to this point, but the thing is, like those limiting beliefs just they never go away. They transform and change or get bigger in a lot of cases. And so like you might not have a limiting belief anymore about the fact that $1 million is a lot of money, but you might have a lot around a billion. Right. And really, there's no difference. Like, it's just another zero. But it's everything. That zero, that belief that one is impossible or hard and the other one is attainable is what keeps most people just making $50,000 a year rather than $1 million a year. Right. So it's through that lens that I came to these two things that have to change, that they're the things that are holding you back from where you are right now, keeping you where you are from, you know, attaining the goals that you set yourself. Number one, as you move through these levels, is clarity of thought. So what I mean by clarity of thought is when you're on the path, you can only see what's in front of you and what's behind you from that unique perspective of where you're standing at that moment. And that's not a very good perspective because It's just a point, a reference point of one. Much more valuable is somebody who's standing up on the hillside overlooking your path and can say, see off into the distance in all the different directions, right? Even more valuable is somebody who's up in a plane 50,000 feet in the air, or somebody who's already mapped the entire terrain, right? So there's different levels in terms of what you can see, like how much information you can take in. And so clarity of thought, as you're moving forward on your path, continually needs to evolve and improve, because the thoughts and the principles that you need to be able to deploy to get started on your wealth journey or building your first business are going to change. And your ability to have like better and better judgment is increasingly important. If you think about like Warren Buffett and why he is so highly sought after as an investor of capital, it's because he has really good judgment, and his judgment has proven out over the last 80 years of his life. And so people pay a premium for that. He might only be like 1% better than second place in terms of the judgment game, but 1% is everything at that level. And so number one is clarity of thought. Like, one of the things I think you can do to improve your clarity of thought is to actually treat thinking as a skill that is something you can continually improve at. So I think writing, I think intentional reflection, I think meditating, I think quiet time, these are all ways to continually improve your clarity of thought. Number two, the number two thing that's really holding everybody back from getting where they are to where they want to be is the ability to execute. And the ability to execute is everything, because ideas are worthless without the execution. And so as you're starting, like from going from say zero to six-figure business, that honestly, you can execute pretty horribly. As long as you're executing consistently, like a few number of variables, you can get there. And then getting from six to seven figures is actually pretty simple too. Like, you don't have to execute at the highest levels, but as you move up through the levels of the game, your ability to execute becomes like it needs to increase as well. And so you can't expect to build a $50 million company with the same skills and the ability to execute that you have currently at 1 million. They're just not the same. And so you need to be on this pursuit of constant improvement and learning and growth. And that is through, you know, taking courses or masterminds or coaching, mentorships, or, you know, just intentionally practicing. And so those are the two things that if you look at where you're at right now, and you're not, if you have this goal in front of you and you can't figure out why you can't bridge the gap, start with these two things. Ask yourself, okay, number one, is my clarity of thought the limiting factor? Am I just not thinking clearly? Do I not have enough information? Do I not have a good enough perspective? Is my judgment too poor? Number two, do I have the ability to execute? Am I just not good enough? And that's okay if the answer is yes, because there's room for improvement for all of us in all things. We all exist on a spectrum. And the coolest thing about being a human is that we all have the ability to improve and to learn and to grow. So I think that's one of the raddest things about being a human. So welcome to the human species. So that's going to do it, guys. I just wanted to share that framework, those two things. I hope they maybe give you some clarity of thought yourself. They help you see something that you didn't see before. And as always, like, it truly does. It truly, truly means a lot to me, guys, and that you're here. Like, I can't really say thank you enough, but I do really appreciate it. So thank you for being here. If you got value out of this, just do me a favor and share it wherever you listen. Just take a screen grab, put it on Instagram, tweet about it, like show some love. I want to see that you guys are engaging, that you guys are enjoying the content, and I want to have a conversation with you guys. And that's the best way to do it, is like to share the content so that I can see it and go, oh, hey, you guys are tuning in. This is awesome. I can reach out and we can chat. So I appreciate you guys for being here. And as always, I'll see you tomorrow.